Hi, everyone. Welcome to the call. We will be working on self-trust today. So please drink plenty of water, take responsibility for your own well-being. And if someone will join us in the progress, we'll deal with that. Today, at the end, I have a gate 40, higher will. It's from the tribal ego circuit, and it all has to do with money, contracts, intimacy, marriage, business, sales, resources management, and education. So the channel 4037, the bargain and agreements, and we'll be working on the 40, higher will. And I think it's just perfect for, well, you know, self-trust. It, what Linda has been sharing with us is this emotional cloud sometimes enters our field and we don't always know where it's coming from. For self-trust and emotional, and I also have my authority in emotional center, and something happened with Don and I just on Sunday that very much was about that as well. It happened for me, this emotional authority where, it, you know, that's my authority and that's Linda's authority, and these emotions come in. Sometimes we don't know if they're ours and what to do with them. But as she said, the first thing to do is to look at it yourself first and see where it's coming from. And then something else will show up, and then we can work on that. In self-trust, the areas that are being identified that we are being affected is the head center, ajna center, and spleen. And I think, doesn't it always comes from the head? This, you know, we do feel something, but then we try to explain it away in the head. And the spleen center is involved. So our intuition, you know, is it ours? Isn't it? This little game that we play, but it's great. We paused, we looked at it, and we didn't act irrational. We didn't assume things. And I think that's when we get into trouble, when we just assigned it some kind of a meaning, right? And then it just escalates. And so, yeah, it's great when we use the tools, we're able to just pause and look at it and don't take it seriously, but look at where it's coming from. The physical impact of the self-trust is its pineal gland, pituitary gland, lymphatic system, spleen, B cells, and bone marrow. B cells is sugar, right? Insulin. It's the weight, and there's a lot of weight. I know for me, the emotional authority being that sort of like feeds the body, the emotions feed the body.
Yeah.
Emotional symptoms, we have fear, nervousness, paralysis, self-doubt, suspicion, hypervigilance, and anxiety. The theme here is, I don't know how to know what's true for me. I don't trust my intuition. Spiritual symptoms, feels disconnected from spirit or source, like God doesn't talk to them. And I love it, the 40, higher will kind of comes in. So the statements to, we'll assess it, we'll look at what's coming up for us. And since I have both of you who are projector and the manifester, the question to ask you for assessment statement is, I'm wondering how you feel about trusting your intuition. For other energy types, I trust myself, I trust my intuition, I have a valuable connection to my higher self. So see how you feel about these statements. So where are you, Linda, on trusting yourself?
Better, but not where I should be. Trusting my intuition. It's as long as I can put my head into it and kind of not explain it away, but see where there's either a result or where it's coming from, then I have something to latch onto and go back to that. It's where when things start going south and I feel they shouldn't, or if I can't find anything to grasp with my head to make kind of make sense out of a little piece of it. I don't have to make sense out of the whole thing. I just have to have something to hold on to. And then once I have that, then I can kind of play it out until it gets to the point where I think it should not be going. And then I'm going, okay, this must be bad because, you know, I must have done something, or, you know, it just is not, it's not going the way that I think that it should, which is the way my head thinks that it should.
Right.
And then I get into, well, you know, this is all, it's either fahooey or I just did something wrong, or this is my karma come to bite me in the butt, you know, whatever. And I'll think of something really fast. So it's not where it should be.
Okay. So let's see if we can work on it today and keep on moving it where it should be, which is another problem. Like, where should it be, really? Is there a place?
Right, yeah.
This should be, like, yeah, we shouldn't do this and that and respond. And we try to force it. So let's try tapping. We all know the tapping point. So even though I don't trust my intuition,
I don't trust my intuition.
And sometimes I think I should be at some place.
And sometimes I think I should be at some place.
I don't really know what that looks like.
And I don't really know what that looks like.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
So when you hear this should be, like, where should it be? How do you think that you should be aligned for it to work?
I think I should know.
Okay.
I think I should know. So it's okay. In my head. I think I should know.
Even though.
I don't trust my intuition.
And I should know.
And I should know.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Are you with me?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. You have an interruption. That's okay.
Yeah, I have a little interruption.
Yeah, that's fine.
I guess I'll keep my audio off. You're saying it causes problems sometimes to have more than.
Yeah, that's good, Don. Now Linda is off, so let's keep on tapping. Even though. I don't trust my intuition. And I should know. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Around the body, the eyebrow. I should know. Side of the eye. I don't trust. Under the eye. I should know. Under the nose. I don't trust. On the chin. I don't trust my intuition. Collarbone. I should know. Under the arms. Knowing. The wrists. Trusting. Top of the head. Knowing and trusting. Did something come up for you?
Not that time, no.
No? Do you also feel that your intuition is coming from your head?
Usually. There are times when I find myself second guessing my intuition, but while Linda was talking, I was thinking about that, and I think it's times more when didn't get a good rest and a little fatigued, and then I'm more likely to kind of doubt my intuition.
Right. And that's exactly when other people, and especially for two of you, it's such a big thing about these other energies coming in.
So when I'm all rested, I think I'm usually more confident. So.
When you're rested, you're more confident.
Yeah.
Right. Because you can put your shields up and protect your intuition a little bit better. All right, so let's tap another round. Even though. I don't trust my intuition. And I tend to second guess myself. Especially when I'm tired. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I don't trust my intuition. And my guard goes down when I'm tired. And I second guess myself. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though. I have a problem not trusting myself. And my intuition. Especially when I'm tired. And I second guess myself. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Around the body, the eyebrows. Side of the eye. Under the eye.
Especially when I'm tired.
Under the nose. Chin. Being tired. Collarbone. Under the arm. Being tired. Wrist. Top of the head. My intuition gets a beating when I'm tired. Okay, how does that feel?
It's good.
Yeah, anything else came up?
Not on this one.
Okay, very good. And Linda's back, so maybe
you can... myself and Linda.
Pardon me?
I mute myself so Linda can talk.
Okay. All right. Okay, Linda, you want to come back?
Hey, I'm back. I'm so sorry. It's a birthday, and I have my great-granddaughter here, and she's only five. So
we're happy that you're here. It's perfect. So not a problem at all. Could you hear us, what we were going through about second-guessing when Dawn doesn't get a good rest, and it's such a big issue for two of you with that energy type, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so...
Yeah, I get more irritable when I'm not rested, which I guess kind of... I want to say suppress it, but I guess it... I don't think as much about, you know, what's happening. I have a very left brain kind of way of looking at things, so I... You know, if I know about something, then I'll put it into the equation and it's a factor in there. But if I'm tired or if I'm irritated or if I'm angry, then all of that goes out the window and I don't even think, I just react. So.
And for you, would we from the emotional? Does that feel the emotional authority kind of kicks in, like you would have more emotions about it than thoughts? Well, thoughts, I guess, create emotions.
Yeah. more emotion and just more reaction, more, because I can have emotion about something and I can also stand back and think clearly about it. But if I've let myself go down the emotional path too long and some trigger hits, you know, somebody pushes a button or says something or I think something, or then it's all over, because I'm just going to react and react and react until I've either beat you up or I've finally gotten, you know, my brain has finally said, no, wait a minute, we need to do something about this, and then I back off. So there's a lot of emotion there, and I hope that I have learned to at least recognize when something has happened.
I'm realizing at this point how emotional this part is, the self-trust. I sort of thought this has to do with decisiveness, but no, it doesn't. It's like,
no, it doesn't. It's, I mean, not for me anyway, speaking from my view, it's not a decision-making thing. It's a pure gut emotional action reaction. You know, the feelings come up, then the connections to whatever feeling has come up and whatever is going on, and these little things just shoot out, kind of, and okay, now this sounds like something that happened to me, you know, 20 years ago, and this is the result of that, and so look at where this is going to go. And then I'm defending myself against something that hasn't happened, and something that has happened, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, that has nothing to do with the person that I'm with, because she wasn't even born then. So, it's a pure, it gets to be a pure emotional thing if allowed. So it has nothing to do with decision.
Yeah, very, very true. So let's see where this is. It's big. Let's figure that out. Even though my intuition gets impaired.
Even though my intuition gets impaired.
When my thoughts and emotions enter my field.
When my thoughts and emotions enter my field.
And I need to take time.
And I need to take time.
To sit in that energy field.
To sit in that energy field.
Without making assumptions.
Without making assumptions.
About myself and others.
About myself and others.
And I can pause.
And I can pause.
Take a deep breath.
And take a deep breath.
And I'm okay.
And I'm okay.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Did that sound okay, or is there anything you'd like to add?
That sounded good. I don't think there's anything to add yet. No, nothing feels like, I don't hear anything. So that's good.
So even though
my intuition gets impaired,
when my thoughts and emotions enter my field, and I get overwhelmed, and sometimes I assign meanings to those emotions and thoughts.
And sometimes I find meaning to those emotions and thoughts.
And I forget to pause.
And I forget to pause.
But I'm okay.
And I'm okay.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though my intuition gets impaired.
Even though my intuition gets impaired.
When thoughts and emotions enter my field.
When thoughts and emotions enter my field.
And I don't pause fast enough.
And I don't pause fast enough.
And sit with what's happening at that moment.
And instead go with what's happening at that moment. I sometimes get into trouble.
It doesn't feel good.
It doesn't feel good at all.
This feels pretty yucky.
It feels very yucky.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
So let's all get in touch with that yucky feeling, eyebrow, this yucky feeling.
It's yucky feeling.
Side of the eye. Oh, it's so uncomfortable feeling.
Horrible and uncomfortable feelings.
Under the eye, horrible feeling.
Horrible feelings.
It feels horrible.
Under the feels horrible.
Chin. It feels yucky.
Feels yucky.
Collarbone. This yucky feeling.
This yucky feeling.
Under the arms. This yucky feeling.
This yucky feeling.
And heart. Yucky feelings.
Yucky feelings.
Uncomfortable feelings. The top of the head.
Uncomfortable feelings.
It feels pretty uncomfortable, doesn't it?
Yes.
Can you guys tune into that energy of this yucky feeling, being uncomfortable, and see where you are, Linda, on the 0 to 10, 10 being the highest?
4.
4. Okay, so that's not too bad. So let's do around the eyebrows. Any color?
Blue.
Blue. We'll go around the body one more time. Eyebrow. Yucky feelings.
Yucky feeling.
On the far side of the eyes is blue uncomfortable feelings.
Blue uncomfortable feelings.
Under the eye. Uncomfortable feelings.
Uncomfortable feelings.
Under the nose. Blue uncomfortable feelings.
Blue uncomfortable feelings.
The chin. Uncomfortable feelings.
Uncomfortable feelings.
Collarbone, this yucky uncomfortable feeling.
Yucky uncomfortable feelings.
Under the arm. Hard to decide who's to blame.
Hard to decide who's to blame.
Heart. Hard to decide.
Hard to decide.
Trusting intuition.
Trusting intuition. My intuition.
Yeah, my intuition. Would it come up there? It was a little bit chaotic there, but let's see what's going to come up.
Well, I feel like I'm circling around feels like there's a rock in the middle and I'm circling around the rock. Big rock.
Perfect.
To find my way in. That's what comes up for me, is if there's this big rock in the middle of, like, the beach. There's this big rock at the beach.
I love it.
Circling around it.
Yeah, okay. Perfect. So even though sometimes I want to say I create a rock in the middle on my path. Does it feel like you're creating it, or it's someone else creates it? It's almost like it's coming up blaming myself or others. What does that feel for you, Linda? Is it more like you blame yourself first, or you blame others?
I don't know who's first. There ends up being a blame fest, whether it's me. Sometimes, you know, I'll jump in and say, well, I'm the problem. And other times I'll say, I'm the problem because this happened. This other person was the problem. So okay. I'm pretty egalitarian about it. I want to share it with everybody.
That's what it feels to me like as well. So, yeah. All right. So let's start over again.
Okay.
Even though.
Sometimes.
This rock appears. On my path. I don't know who put it there. Did I put it there? Or did someone else put it there?
Did I put it there? Or did somebody else put it there?
And it feels like a blame fest.
Feels like a blame fest.
This rock just sits in my path. And my intuition and my feelings get all mingled up. But I can see the rock.
I can see the rock.
And I'm okay.
I
deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though there are rocks on my path.
There are rocks on my path.
They just show up. I don't know if I put them there or someone else put them there.
I don't know if I put them there or someone else put them there.
But I see them now. And I'm okay. Even though. There are rocks in my path. And it feels like a blame fest. Sometimes these rocks look like someone has to be blamed for who put them there.
Sometimes these rocks look like somebody has to be blamed for who put them there.
And sometimes I feel like I have to blame myself for putting those rocks in there.
And sometimes I feel like I have to blame myself for putting the rocks there.
I can breathe now. I'm okay.
I'm okay.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself. So around the body, the eyebrows. Emotional rocks. Side of the eyes. The emotional rock. Under the eyes. Blame fest. Under the nose. Someone has to be blamed for these rocks. Under the chin. Blame fest. I don't know who put them there. Under the arms. Maybe I put them there. Heart. Does it really matter? Top of the head. It doesn't matter who put them there. How does that feel?
That feels very appropriate, very, very freeing.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. All right, let me check with Dawn. Do you have any input on what we're doing here, Dawn? Anything came up for you?
Not on this particular issue, no. No, it's worked well.
Good. All right, so we'll go back to Linda. Yeah. So, is there something in a secondary setup? Does it feel to you, I'm wondering if you don't want to get over trusting yourself. I'm wondering if it's not okay for you to get to trust yourself. I'm wondering if it's not safe for you to release this lack of self-trust. Anything resonates there?
I want to say it's not safe, but I think it's really not okay.
It's not okay. It's not safe.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
We'll work on the two of them. I'm wondering if you're not able to release it. I'm wondering if you don't feel like you deserve to release it. Or I'm wondering if you don't believe that you can release it. Or you are not willing to release it. So we want, okay, safe, able, feel, believe, or not willing. Is it the willing? Is it believing, feeling, being able? It's a safety issue. It's okay, you told me about that, and the wanting. Anything else on the top of the okay and being safe?
I'm not sure I would believe it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. So let's do tapping on these secondary EFT setups.
Okay.
Even though
even though
it's not okay for me to trust myself.
It's not okay for me to trust myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though it's not safe.
Even though it's not safe.
For me to release this lack of self-trust.
To release this lack of self-trust.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I don't believe.
Even though I don't believe.
That I can trust myself.
That I can trust myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Around the body, it's not okay.
It's not okay.
It's not safe, side of the eye.
It's not safe.
Under the eye, I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
Under the nose, it's not okay.
It's not okay.
Chin, it's not safe.
It's not safe.
Collarbone, I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
Under the arms, it's not okay to trust.
It's not okay to trust.
Heart, it's not safe to trust.
It's not safe to trust.
Top of the head, I don't believe I can trust.
I don't believe I can trust.
Okay. So would it be okay for you to trust yourself? Would it be safe for you to release this lack of trust? And what would it take for you to believe that you can trust yourself? Anything's coming up there?
Yeah. Go back quite a ways. When I was in elementary school, I was given the trust of a classroom when my teacher had to leave for a few minutes. And there was one kid there whom, for some reason, I did not like. I don't remember why, it's not important. But we would go up to the class, the board, and do arithmetic problems on the board. And there was some problem that he just was not getting. It just was not connecting with him for some reason. And it was a problem that I knew, and I knew how to get to where he was trying to get to. And instead of helping him get where he needed to go, I just blasted him. I'm surprised I didn't get kicked out of school. Somebody didn't tell the teacher. I was absolutely horrible to this guy, and it practically had him in tears. And at some point, I recognized what was happening, and pulled myself back and stopped. But I have never forgotten that, and it was so not me. You know, I don't normally, even then, I didn't normally do those kinds of things. You had to make me really mad first, and he didn't make me mad.
Wow.
So I have no idea what was going on, but that's what keeps coming up every time we come to, is it okay to trust? Should I trust myself? Should I trust myself to let it go?
Linda, this is just perfect. It really was at the core of what Don and I just went through. It was the same thing, getting people to get where they need to go and losing our cool in the process, and it's not ill intention. Even though
I was in a position
of trust. And I knew where this kid needed to go. I lost my cool.
I knew where he wanted to go, but I lost my cool.
My intuition guided me, and my knowing knew where he needed to go.
My intuition guided me and my knowing knew where he needed to go.
My emotions kicked in and I lost it.
My emotions kicked in and I lost it.
And it's not me.
And it's not me.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I have memory.
Even though I have memory.
Of knowing and my intuition.
Of knowing my intuition.
When I saw someone who was lost.
When I saw someone who was lost.
And I knew where he needed to go.
And I knew where he needed to go.
But I lost it.
But I lost it.
My emotions made me act not myself, like not myself.
My emotions made me act like not myself.
And maybe it was a bunch of thoughts or meanings I have assigned to this reaction from the past.
Maybe it's a bunch of thoughts and reactions that I've assigned to this incident in the past.
Whatever it was.
Whatever it was.
I overreacted.
I overreacted.
And it wasn't me.
And it wasn't me.
But I knew where he wanted to go.
But I knew where he wanted to go.
And in my heart, I wanted to help him.
And in my heart, I wanted to help him.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though in the past I've lost my cool.
Even though in the past I've lost my cool.
When I saw people lost and I wanted to help them.
When I saw people lost and I wanted to help them.
I knew where they needed to go.
I knew where they needed to go.
But I got overwhelmed.
But I got overwhelmed.
I got overtaken.
I got overtaken.
And it wasn't me.
And it wasn't me.
I can breathe now.
I can breathe now.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Eyebrows. Seeing lost people.
Seeing lost people.
Side of the eyes. My intuition can guide them.
My intuition can guide them.
Under the eyes. My knowing can help them.
My knowing can help them.
Under the nose. Overwhelming emotions.
Overwhelming emotions.
Chin. I get overwhelmed.
Get overwhelmed.
Collarbone. Lost my cool.
Lost my cool.
Under the arms. It wasn't my intention.
It wasn't my intention.
Heart. Try to help.
Tried to help.
Top of the eye, head. Lost in the sea of emotions.
Lost in the sea of emotion.
How did that feel?
That feels better. It feels much better.
Less intense.
Less intense, yeah. It's. I don't think I've ever let. I know I haven't let my, ever let myself off the hook for that. And I know I hold myself back. Not all the time, but I'm very, very careful in what I say and how I do things. A great deal of the time.
I feel that this is such a universal, it's definitely bringing something in me as well. So let's do another time, another round. I like where we are going with this. Even though I haven't let myself off the hook.
I haven't let myself off the hook.
For the times when I lost my cool.
For the times I've lost my cool.
I was in charge.
And I'm in charge.
I was in charge of helping others.
I was in charge of helping others.
And I've lost my cool.
And I've lost my cool.
I'm still holding myself back for it.
I'm still holding myself back for it.
I'm okay.
I'm okay.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I haven't let myself off the hook.
Even though I haven't let myself off the hook.
For all the times that I was in charge.
For all the times that I was in charge.
I was responsible and I lost my cool.
I was responsible and I lost my cool.
I knew where they were going, but I couldn't help them.
I knew where they were going, but I couldn't help them.
My emotions overwhelmed me.
My emotions overwhelmed me.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And even though in the past I couldn't let myself off the hook.
Even though in the past I couldn't let myself off the hook.
And it still lives with me now.
And it still lives with me now.
I hold myself back.
I hold myself back.
And I hold myself responsible.
I hold myself responsible.
And I'm not willing to let go of trusting myself ever again.
And I'm not willing to let go of trusting myself ever again.
I choose to know now.
I choose to know now.
That it's okay to let myself off the hook.
That it's okay to let myself off the hook.
And to trust myself again.
And to trust myself again.
And to be responsible and in charge again.
And to be responsible and in charge again.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Around the body, the eyebrows, on the hook.
On the hook.
Side of the eyes, off the hook.
Off the hook.
Under the eyes, on the hook.
On the hook.
Under the nose, off the hook.
Off the hook.
Chin, on the hook.
On the hook.
Collarbone, off the hook.
Off the hook.
Under the arms, on the hook.
On the hook.
Heart, off the hook.
Off the hook.
Top of the head, this damn hook.
This damn hook.
You started to laugh. Something had shifted, hasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it's like that damn hook.
That damn hook.
I kept seeing myself, especially the first time I said it, coming off the hook, you know, it was like I had overalls on and I was being held by the straps and on the hook by the straps. And then somehow when I said off the hook, I slid off the hook and I was okay. And then I get back on the hook and it's that damn hook that's back there. That's what the problem is. Get rid of the hook.
The rock, the hook. Kick off the rock, get off the hook.
Yeah. Okay. So,
let's tap on that. I think we have a good one here. Yeah. Even though. I've been on the hook.
I've been on the hook.
I didn't know how to get off of it.
I didn't know how to get off of it.
And I've seen these rocks.
And I see these rocks.
And I didn't know how to kick them off.
And I didn't know how to keep them off.
I choose to know now.
I choose to know now.
That I can unhook myself.
That I can unhook myself.
And I can kick the rock off my path.
And I can kick the rock off my path.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though there have been rocks and hooks in my path.
Even though there have been rocks and hooks in my path.
I choose to know now.
I choose to know now.
That they're removable. I can kick the rock off my path and I can unhook myself.
That they're removable. I can kick the rocks off my path and unhook myself.
Yeah, nothing is cast in stone. Everything's malleable. And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though there were rocks and hooks in my path.
Even though there were rocks and hooks in my path.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though there will be rocks and hooks on my path.
Even though there will be rocks and hooks on my path.
Because there have been hooks and rocks on my path in the past.
Because there have been hooks and rocks on my path in the past.
And who am I to think that I can erase all the hooks and rocks?
And who am I to think I can erase all those hooks and rocks?
I choose to know now.
I choose to know now.
That it's okay to live with hooks and rocks.
That it's okay to live with hooks and rocks.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Eyebrows, kicking rocks off the path.
kicking rocks off the path.
Side of the eye, unhooking myself off the hooks.
Unhooking myself off the hook.
Under the eyes, rocks and hooks.
Rocks and hooks.
Under the nose, no rocks and hooks.
No rocks and hooks.
I choose to see rocks and hooks.
I choose to see rocks and hooks.
Under collarbone, I don't give them any power.
I don't give them any power.
Under the arms, rocks and hooks have no power.
Rocks and hooks have no power.
Heart and hooks have no power.
Rocks and hooks have no power.
And the top of the head, rocks and hooks have no power over my intuition.
Rocks and hooks have no power over my intuition.
How did that work out?
That feels wonderful.
Oh, good. All right.
That feels very good. Thank you.
Wonderful. We are in a good place. How you feel, Don?
Good.
In a good place? Okay. So let's do something on releasing, doing the seed, the dream seed. Anytime you see a hook or a rock, you can tap on between the eyebrows on your third eye. What needs to be healed or released?
Needs to be healed and released.
In order for me to trust myself and my intuition.
In order for me to trust myself and my intuition.
Yeah, you can just ask this question anytime. Don't wait for the answer. Anytime something shows up, you can just ask yourself that.
Okay.
That sounds good. Now, the goodie is the gate 40. Higher will, resiliency key is self-worth, leveraging energy empowerment, and it's in the stomach. Venus will for energy that it's exerted to accomplish great feats efficiently and build community that requires rest and restoration, digestion in between. And that's like right on the rocks and hooks, you know, digesting whatever comes up. The spiritual abandoned by God. Assessment statement, I'm lonely, I need to rest. And the gate 40 wants to rest. It's just being pushed to, you know, it. The 37 pulls it in to make the community safe. It's a tribal energy. Mm-hmm. And the 40 just wants to have time to rest.
Okay.
I love the... Well, there's another choice dream seed that we have, and then we have the temporal tapping. So let's do the dream seed, again, between the eyes, the eyebrow. Would need to be released or healed.
Needs to be released or healed.
For me to allow myself rest and restoration.
For me to allow myself rest and restoration.
In order to replenish my energy stores.
In order to replenish my energy stores.
What needs to be released or healed?
What needs to be released or healed?
For me to embrace my necessity.
For me to embrace my necessity.
For aloneness.
For aloneness.
For the purpose of replenishing my energy stores.
For replenishing my energy stores.
And how beautifully it all got tied in. This self-trust, yeah. All about restoration and rest. Feels really good. And now we'll do temporal tappings around the ears, from the top, your 2-3 fingers, 4 fingers, how many you want to use. I am a powerful being.
I'm a powerful being.
Who has the capacity.
Who has the capacity.
To be enormously effective.
To be enormously effective.
In between my accomplishments.
Between my accomplishments.
I require cycles of downtime.
I require cycles of downtime.
To restore my energy.
To restore my energy.
Loneliness is the indicator that my rest time is over.
Loneliness is the indicator that my rest time is over.
And it's time for me to rejoin my tribe.
And it's time for me to rejoin my tribe.
Isn't that awesome?
It is, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about you, Don? What do you think about that one?
Yeah, it felt good. Felt really good.
Right? Isn't it beautiful how what you guys picked up was just exactly what we needed to work on? Loved it. Didn't know we were going to go there with self-trust. But it's beautiful. It's all about restoration. And when we are alone, it's time to go back in. And when we get overwhelmed, get these emotions, time to go and rest and gather up our energies and our strength. And lovely. So we have energy to kick the rocks and take ourselves off the hook.
Yep.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, guys, for participating here. I hope we've moved some rocks and got some hooks unhooked.
Well, welcome.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. Lovely. All right. So I'll try to fix the links to the Zoom. Don't know how successful I will be, but it seems like if you click on the old link, then it will work. I'm trying my best. I get the link up there and send it out and doesn't sometimes work, but as long as something works.
As long as something works, it works.
We'll keep on working. Yeah, great, guys. Thank you so much for your dedication to turning your life around and having more nice energy and more love for yourselves and your lives. It's lovely, and it helped me a lot to love this creative process. So anything that you need to add or say before we go? No, everyone's complete. You did a nice work. Pat on the back. Well done. All worked out beautifully. So happy for that. So see you Thursday again. Same time, same place. All right. Bye for now.